Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afker, and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. So glad to see you today with us live, or those of you who listen to the replay. And also very excited that Brian David Anderson is back on the show. He joined us the first time. It was in 2020. I remember it was just the beginning of the pandemic. By then, maybe March or April. And so many things happened, so many events and around the world. It was interesting a couple of years for all of us. So today, Brian will be sharing about his technology, the Trivortex, Trivortex technology, and also about the current health situation. So he will share about with us his opinions and findings, and also we want also to take as much of your questions as possible about that subject. So you can write them on the question box, whether if you are on the Zoom app, there is the chat box, or also you can raise your hand by pressing *9 on your phone, or there is a raise hand if you are on the video. On the app, there is a raise hand link, so you can click on that also. And for those of you who are watching on the webcast page, also there is a question box there, and then you can type your questions. All right. And so for those of you who are new to Brian, he is an independent researcher, inventor, and scientist, and the developer of Trivortex technology. So with that, Brian, welcome back to the show. We're happy to have you with us.
Very good to be back.
Yeah, you're great. Maybe in the beginning, before starting our subject, I would love if you can tell us maybe about the technology, the Trivortex, for those who are new to that.
So I've been doing this now for 35 years. I developed a treatment chamber. And anything that goes inside of this treatment chamber, when it comes out, it has these very unique type of abilities. For example, just the basic product that is also offered by you is called the Trivortex disc, 3 inches in diameter. Just looks like a just an ordinary type of disc, but it goes into the treatment chamber, and you put any type of liquid on top of it in a glass. It makes the water what's called wetter. All water is not the same. It's we all think that, you know, the water that comes out of the river and the water that comes out of your faucet and the bottles and that type of thing, they're all the same, and they're not. It all has to do with structuring. And so when the water is wetter, it's going to absorb better. So a lot of water you can just drink, and it's not going to absorb in your body. It's not going to bring any type of hydration that will just pass right through type of thing. And so that's what this technology does, is to make water wetter. But also the disc does too, is it brings organization to the body. So if you have any type of slight type of pain or even severe pain, it may bring some kind of a relief to that pain type of area. So the disc has many types of applications, that type of thing. Do encourage, if you want to go over to the Trivortex website, but then when you're ready to purchase any type of products, you know, do it through here rather than me, because there's a little bit better of a discount and that type of thing. So, main thing would be is, again, now that the disc is just a real basic type of product in the last 10 years and reasonably priced, and you can do a lot of experimentation with it. People have done it with their plants. They'll take some water and they'll put one plant with the water treated by the Trivortex, another plant not, and you can see the big difference between the two. So there's also the kind of really interesting and exciting area where you can do your own little experiments. And then one of the things also we have is the same treatment chamber where I put in vitamins and nutrients, and then I put them into an amulet, which is called the Trivibes. And it sounds like science fiction, but you can actually wear your vitamins and nutrients. The light particles of the vitamins and nutrients are excited. And so then they will actually be accumulating into your body. It takes a little while, about 20 days to build up in the body. We've actually had some scientific tests that have indicated that, yes, there is vitamin uptake by simply wearing your vitamins and nutrients. So it's called Tri-Vibes. And I think all the descriptions are on your website. So you can go ahead and check that out. And so there are various other little products and that type of thing, but it's all about subtle energy. And to me, this is one of the most exciting areas that's coming up. And main thing would be is that it's the treatment chamber for Tri-Vortex that I think that is absolutely unique. There's nothing like it anywhere else in the world. We use audio programs, and I have a distributor. He was in South Africa, and I started telling him about what I was doing for my fields, and this was like 15 years ago. And he then got with a computer expert, and they found out that a lot of things that I was doing, what I thought I was doing was good, was not. And so we came up with a very special type of audio or a program that can make electromagnetic fields or an audio field also. And there's nothing like it anywhere in the world. We can have complete command over everything as far as when it comes to an electromagnetic field. And that's part of the treatment chamber. And so it's very, very unique the way that it's treated, that the items are then treated is through this Tri-Vortex chamber. That was 15 years ago. We started what was called the TV program one. We're already now up to TV 16. And each time we're improving, and the field gets improved. So we feel that we do have a quality type of product. And I'm really glad that you are doing one of our distributorships, sir. It's been very much of a pleasure here for the last year and have to do that. So that's kind of a brief summary for Tri-Vortex. And is there anything else anybody have any questions or?
First, thank you so much about the introduction. And also, I thought maybe later I will also put a link to the previous video where he went in details into the technicality of his product, where you can, if you want to understand more. Is there an echo on the sound? I hear something. No, it's clear.
Yeah, we're clear.
Okay. So, So everyone, as I mentioned, for those of you who just joined, if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the web on the question box. If you have a question about the current situation and the current health situation, and also if you are on the Zoom app, there is the chat box. You can type your question there. And also from your experience with your clients during the past 2 years, how was it and how? How did you help them with the immunity system, and how to enhance that?
Well, the main thing would be is that I feel a major contributing factor to people getting the flu, or the flu-like symptoms, which is again the fever, which is basically fever means your body is trying to throw off some sort of toxin, and chest congestion, shortness of breath. That's all about toxins. And toxins are directly related to hydration. And if you are dehydrated, then you are very vulnerable, much, much more so, to any type of flu condition. So persons have to take responsibility rather than blaming it on some other foreign entity type of saying, oh, this thing got me, type of thing. Well, take responsibility is that if you are dehydrated, you are leaving yourself open to a lot of toxins to build up in the body. And that's where, again, the disc comes in and the Tri-Vibes, where it can help detox the body. And hydration, again, is a key thing to drinking enough water so that it can flow through and keep your body detoxed. One of the people always ask, well, how much water should we drink? And I always say that look into the toilet. And if your urine is a dark yellow color, you're dehydrated. If it's a clear color, you have too much. It's going to sound really strange, but you're blowing vitamins and nutrients out. You want to have your urine in the toilet just a slight yellow. And so for you, it may take so much to keep that slight yellow. For me, it's a different type. Everybody's different. So that's the good gauge, because some people say, oh, you should drink a half gallon a day. You can drink this and drink that, this amounts. and everybody's body type is different. And so that gauge, when looking into the toilet and seeing that light color yellow, then you know it's your good. And believe me, it's, you know, it's not, you know, I'll go, you know, some days here and I'm just so involved and I forget to drink water. And then I go, oh my gosh, yes, I better drink some water, you know, type thing. So that's always a good thing also, is that take the time to go ahead and look at your urine in the toilet. And if it's that dark color, then immediately go, the first thing you do right after you get out is you go drink some more water. And so that's always, our bodies are always telling us where our hydration levels are. Now, if you're taking a lot of vitamins and nutrients orally, that type of thing, your urine will already have a tendency to be a little bit more on the darker side. So again, just keeping, but that means also, see, the kidneys and everything and the bladder needs to be flushed because you're taking those vitamins and nutrients. So, you know, again, even if you're taking vitamins and nutrients, then keep your water level up where you have that light yellow. But that's also, again, a little bit of plug here. That's where the Tri-Vives come in, is you don't have to take as much vitamins and nutrients when you're wearing the amulet, which we don't have any problems with that as far as blocking up the kidneys and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And we have Inaya. She wrote, can you tell about the difference of results from Kangen water?
I have on the website a book that I've written about water called Superhydrate and Charge Your Cells. It's free and takes about 45 minutes to read. And I give my opinion of what the very best water is. And as far as I'm concerned, the best water in the world is distilled. And also, but distilled water can be the very worst water. It's either the very worst or the very best. When the our whole system that comes from on the earth is a big, huge distillation system. The water gathers up, which is a distillation system. It comes into a vapor and then recondenses. That's a distillation system. So our whole system of the earth is nothing but distilled water. However, when it's being vaporized, it's also being spiraled and various other things. So when that raindrop comes down, it hits on your car hood or your some sort of metal type of thing, then that raindrop will spread out. And that's what's called, then the water has cohesion, or what they call low surface tension. I won't make this a whole scientific type of thing, but main thing is the water will spread out. And you take that same water coming out of a distiller and it drops onto the metal, it's going to beat up, which means it's not coherent and it's organized. So when you drink that distilled water, it's going to take minerals and vitamins from your body to organize. And that's where the Tri-Vortex disc comes again in, is it makes the water that comes from the distiller equal or even better, I feel, than what comes from the clouds. So it's, again, organizing that type of water. And now that gets back to the question about Kangen water. The reason why I mentioned about distilled is because Kangen water is putting an extra pH into the water. And my pH is different from everybody else. Everybody else has a whole different type of pH pattern. And so what you're doing with the Kangen water is you're forcing your body into that pH level, and it may not be the proper level. And what's the beauty of distilled water is that it's what's called permeable, is that once it hits your body, it's going to go to your pH level. That's what's the beauty. That's to me, it's still somewhat of a miracle that distilled water, once it touches your lips and onto your tongue, it's automatically going to your maximum pH level. Kind of neat, isn't it? So you don't have to do any additives or anything else like that. So as long as it's structured with the disc and then hitting your tongue, it's going to go just flow right through. So pH has been a little bit also, I think, overblown. But there's two major things about water. Is number one, it's pure water and it's structured. The pH then will also work itself out, because again, with distilled water. And understand this, that you have the various levels of acidic and alkaline and that type of thing. If you are dehydrated, you cannot be alkaline. Aha. And if you're alkaline, you can't be dehydrated. It just works that way. So the more water you drink, then the more alkaline you're going to be. And so the more hydrated you are, the better you are for your alkaline level. And the more that you don't, you're dehydrated, the more acidic you're going to be. So it's that relationship. And so lots of good distilled water. And again, there's various ways of doing distilled water. You can go to the store and buy it in gallon jugs. At least here in the United States, you can. A lot of other countries, you may not be able to, or you get a distiller. And there's a lot of countertops, a lot of good things about buying distilled water. So, and regretfully, when you're really wanting proper water hydration, it takes an effort. Distilled water takes an effort. You either got to go out and buy it, or you got to distill it yourself and that type of thing. I personally have an 8 gallon a day. It makes 8 gallons a day. I have it in my office and in my home. And so I distill 8 gallons for a day. And I'm usually using probably 5 gallons a day from various other things that I do and that type of thing between my people that come into my center and that type of thing, always offering them good water. So again, for the Kagan water, all that whole premise is having to do with pH, and distilled water will take care of that pH without having to do any type of additives. So that's a long answer to that one little short question.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Brian. And thank you, Inaya, for your question. And also talking about the current situation, like one of the questions that have been coming a lot recently on the show is like many people, like they were forced to take the jab. And after that, they were thinking about maybe doing detox and things like that. So I would love if you can maybe talk about this subject and your advice to those people.
If there's any possible way that you can get some sort of ozone, either breathing it, there's various types of things. If you want to go ahead and give you a whole list of things for detox, the major thing that what it looks like, there's a group out of Spain, and now other laboratories and other universities are finding that inside the jab, there's a thing called graphene oxide. And graphene oxide, when it attaches to your cell, what it does is it disturbs the electroactivity between the cells. And the electroactivity, they have to both have the same charge, because then when the blood comes close to each other, they're going to repel because they have the same charge. And that repelling is what keeps the blood flowing. So here there's flowing through the body, it's getting pumped, but it's also those blood cells are actually repelling away from each other, keeps the blood flowing. And so when you disturb that electroactivity, the cells will start to cluster and clump. And that's where, again, a lot of people are getting clots, is because, again, of the graphene oxide. The major thing you need to do is then to get that oxide, this ion, off of the graphene. That's how it's holding itself to the cell. And so main thing would be then is to disengage that. There's a substance called NAC that's very, very good for that. There's also methylene blue. There is the herb that's associated with the quinine water. You can do pine oil. There's various things that you can do to disengage that oxygen ion. And so if you have any other questions, please also email me at trivortex.com. I can give you a list of things that you could do for various things. About the main thing would be also is that if you can get some way of doing ozone, either drinking ozonated water, various other things, because ozone has been proven, at least in the scientific papers, the scientific literature says that ozone will neutralize graphene oxide. So yes, there is some hope there. I do believe all the research that I've done, everything that I've seen is that they have a thing called mRNA that they say that's in the vaccines. I think that's a little bit overblown. I don't think they have the technology as sophisticated as they want to be. But what they're trying to find out now is what's the level of graphene oxides, because everything what the literature says is that the mRNA is transferred into the body via the graphene oxide. You can't just put mRNA into the body. It has to have a carrier, and that carrier is going to be the graphene oxide. So what this is a big, huge experiment. And they've also admitted that in their own literature. The pharmaceutical companies have admitted that there is a certain group of people who are getting placebos, which means is they're just getting saline water. They have to do that if they want to have any type of scientific study. So then there, each injection also probably has a different level of graphene oxide in it. When you go in for your shot, you give your driver's license and they have all of your information. And so with an artificial intelligence, they can now track you. If you end up in the hospital, you end up in a funeral home, you end up anywhere, your name is going to come up and they will be able basically to track you. So that was very, you know, very sophisticated what they've done. So the major thing is, I feel, is the whole issue of graphene oxide. And so the things that I've listed, the pine oil, the NAC, methylene blue, there's various ways that you can get that all into the body and disengage that oxygen ion and or that graphene oxide. And also just if you believe in prayer, if you believe in meditation, in stillness, is if you have taken the shot, then be still and literally visualize and seeing that oxygen ion, the oxygen ion that's on the graphene, you literally visualize it and see it disengaging. And when that happens, the oxygen goes one way, and the graphene doesn't have a way now to attach itself to the cell, so it has to be flushed. And now we go where we go about flushing, we come right back to hydration. Because again, if you're dehydrated and you have taken that shot, that means that graphene oxide will be able also to even do more of attaching to the cell. And so if you're properly hydrated, it can't. It's going to have, or not say it can't, but it's going to be, you're going to lessen the opportunity because it's totally flowing. You're hydrated properly. So that's where, again, that I feel that if there's any way that you could find a way of the persons who have been injured by the vaccines, and I don't even call them vaccines because they do not fit the title, the definition of vaccine. And so these shots, bring in a lot of the foreign type of material to the body and not really doing what it says it does. And that's, but again, it's taking advantage also of persons that they have a lot of fats in your body, you're dehydrated, you have a lot of stress, that type of thing. So for those persons that is, you're going to be a lot more vulnerable to injury and death. And I really feel that if they were able to do a survey, which will probably never be done, but I feel confident to say that a lot of the people that are injured or dying is that they are also, the comorbidity with that is they're severely dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for that. And also, I love that you mentioned at some point, like the meditation and stillness. And my question is how our reaction to what is happening affects our body.
And yes. That's what thrives on is the stress. My gosh, yes. So your own individual stress, the group stress, and I always read your emails when they come out. And I love the blissfulness for that day and that type of thing, keeping centered. What I also like to say too is that what it appears is the persons who promote this whole, and I call it quaxines, I don't call them vaccines, I call them quaxines, is they're trying to put us into a polarity. And this is what you're going to about stress, and that on one hand, we have frustration on one end of the river, and on the other end of the river, the other bank, we have satisfaction. And we're always being bounced between this frustration and satisfaction. We're being from deprivation to gratification. And you can keep doing the other words. You can keep on those dichotomies and those polarities and keep going down the river and just fill that all with words. But so there, and where you really become vulnerable is where one day you're at the bank of frustration, and the next day you're just joyful. Oh my gosh, you know. And then you go back to the frustration, and then you go back to the joy. And this is basically torture. That is what they. That's whenever they've done any type of torture to people, they do this gratification, and all of a sudden they have deprivation, and they're back and forth. So this is also a global type of way of torture. And so for me, is one of the ways to avoid getting into that whole game. You let yourself into the game. You have to take responsibility. You're playing their game. Is to imagine and literally meditate and see yourself. You're in the river, but inside of this river, in the middle of the river, there is a spiral tube, and the water's flowing through that spiral. And you're in that spiral now. All this water is going back and forth and sloshing back and forth, but in the center, you're just staying very neutral. And you're now in the river, but you're not of the river. You've transited the of. And and believe me, that's not an easy place to stay. When things come up, especially now, last couple of years, I mean, we are being literally chased to our own god or goddess. And so it's to stay into that neutral type of position. I'm saying that, you know, when something very stressful happens, I say, okay, I back up and I say, okay, you transcend the frustration, satisfaction, deprivation, gratification. You've now transcended that, and you're staying into your own center balance. So if that helps out some people, do your own little thing too. Also give your own little twist to it and that type of thing. But main thing is stay out of this polarities of back and forth. And that's where, again, they're using that as a tremendous amount of control. But then you also, every one of us, has to take responsibility. Okay, we're playing their game. So now take yourself out of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the end, it's a choice. I mean, it's not easy, but it's like our choice to follow that or not. And also it feels like it's been, because for a long time, like we've been waiting for the world to change in order to start thinking about life like normally, or about what we want to create. But it's more about learning how to move forward no matter what happens around us, and learn how to be independent of as much as possible from what is happening.
I've also seen a lot of the research that I've done is that this next 50, 60 years are going to be very, very stressful, regretfully. Even if they pulled out and they pulled everything away, there's still some geographical type of things. There's other things that are going to be very stressful to society and type of general that we're going to need to deal with. And so stay centered within inside of yourself. This is nothing new to the older Chinese, is because Chinese means people in the middle. They don't go either way. They don't go, into the radical one way and radical on the left. And here in America, that's where we basically have, politically, we have people that hate Trump, and they have people who just adore him. They have, I call them the zombies and the libertards. And that's exactly where they want. They want to have this polarity of society. They've created, I feel that a character like Trump was created specifically to do division. And so don't play the game. Don't play, get out of the game as far as those polarity, every type of polarity possible that they have now set up for us, and put everybody else in there, all these various type of camps. And so again, stay in the middle type of road. That's the challenge. I'm not going to say it's easy.
Yeah.
I would prefer, but once you get into the groove, though, it's amazing how you can really stay there. It's like, again, also starting to do a lot of questioning. the subject came up that we were carbon-based type of life forms. And so I just did a deep dive. I went into both books, and I also went to also internet search. And I just asked, and anybody can do this, do your own self too. Just type in any search engine, how much carbon is in the body? And I was very shocked to find out what the answer was. And all the places where I went to sourcing, it said there is no elemental carbon in the body. And I went, what? You know, type thing. And said, there is no carbon in the body. But how can we be carbon-based if they're saying we have no carbon? So they're, again, asking type of questions. What was very interesting then, you look at the cell, and we have a thing such as carbohydrates, carbon, carbohydrates, and carbohydrates then get turned into carbon dioxide. Our bodies are nothing but, and that's a big elephant that's in the room right now that nobody wants to talk about, is when you take on a certain type of food of some sort, the body transmutes it. It doesn't just digest it. There's a difference between digestion and transmutation. It transmutes it. So it takes this carbon and turns it into carbon dioxide. And we're told that then the carbon dioxide is expelled through our lungs. And my question being, is that really true? Is all of the carbon dioxide actually expelled? So I feel that the way we are in our disease situation, that it's not. So, and if we really look back at it, that over the past 150 years now, we have taken on a lot more carbohydrates than we have in the past, because we have a lot of bread, and we have all this other flour, and we have cereals and that type of thing. And my recommendation also, and if you've had the jab, or if you, or even in an environment period, I do recommend now restricting and really cutting back on the carbohydrates. Because again, it's all about, again, that turning to the carbon dioxide. And especially if right now, unless you're at a really high level of professional athlete, because they have the exercise, the soccer players, all the other types of things, they're doing all this exercise, and because of the deep breathing and that type of thing, they can blow out, and they're doing the exercise, not just the deep breathing, but they're also doing their body movements with it. That will blow out the carbon dioxide. That will most likely get most of it out, and that because they're burning all those carbohydrates. But the average person, we're not doing that. We don't have that high level of performance. And so the carbohydrates are going to interact differently with our body. And now this one thing I did in the last 6 months is I really reduced my carbohydrates, and it's amazing. It's a big difference for me. I'm really feeling a lot better. Everything is just so much better. So that's my advice there. Also, one of the things that I did about a year ago, and it took me a while, but I was always a big gulper of water. I'd get a glass of water and I chug a lug it right or down. And then I was talking with a friend of mine, and we go back and I said, well, you know, it's like the farmers tell you that they want, when the rain that they want for a farmer is always a slow rain, a slow soaking rain. That's always the best thing for crops. You get a real gully washer type of thing, and the ground can't hold all the water. It doesn't have time to absorb. It's the same thing. You slam this water down, and it's just going to pass right through your gut. Everything is just go right past. And it's just, you know, like this big gully washer coming in. So taking the time, it took me a while to do it, is to learn to sip the water rather than gulp. And even if you just, you know, take a little bit and even just, you know, count to five, that just still gives it the body the time. I think it should be more than that type of thing, but just sip your water versus that of just gulping it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very interesting. And also it can be like drank like we do with tea, for example, when working, having like a tea or coffee, just from time to time having a sip or something.
Regretfully, what I am, I am not too much into the caffeine. The reason being, I started doing this in 1990s, where I really started getting into it. And by the year 2000, because I'd kind of taken the survey, and a lot of men would come up to me and tell me they have prostate problems and various kinds. And so then I started taking a little bit of a survey. And then by the year 2000 is that when a man came up to me and said, I have prostate problem, I don't ask him if they drink coffee. I ask them how much do they drink coffee. Now, everybody that drinks coffee, men, don't have prostate problems, but 99.9% of the men who have prostate problems drank coffee. So there's a tendency there. And again, that's where regretfully with caffeine and nicotine, your body, it puts it into a really dehydrating state. And your body really can never make up even just a little bit, you know. And if you've been a coffee drinker for a while and you have just that little bit of coffee in the morning, even if it was just 2 or 3 ounces, but you've been drinking before that, your body will never catch up. You can drink all the water you want to. I mean, just take a gallon of it, and still that caffeine is going to prevent that hydration. So I can't tell you how many people have come into my center and we're sitting there talking and that type of thing. And they're telling me the various symptoms that they have and that type of thing. And you can just really go back and just say, okay, and most likely a lot of that symptoms is dehydration. Dehydration goes back to the coffee drinking. They drop the coffee drinking out. 6 months later, I'll hear back from, oh, wow, man, if, you know, that was just, you know, those are the best advice I ever got. You know, great. You know, I feel so much better, that type of thing. So based upon now my 35 years of experience, is that if you're on caffeine of some sort, I would recommend trying to pull off as much as possible and just totally eliminate it from your diet. It is not one of the substances that really agree with any type of a human life form. And of course, nicotine, that's a given there too for smoking, that type of thing. But I know a lot of people out there disappointed about, you know, you love your coffee, that type of thing, but I think that you'll much benefit without the caffeine. And some of it, so, you know, that's almost ingrained in the culture of a lot of places, but, you know, that still doesn't change, the culture doesn't change the abilities of caffeine and dehydration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, that was very interesting. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. And again, everyone, if you have a question about the subject or a personal question, you can type it on the chat box on Zoom app or raise your hand if you want to talk to Brian. And for those of you on the webcast page, if you are watching there, you can type in your questions on the question box. And before that, you mentioned like in the beginning of the call that you are offering on the show the Tree Vortex gold plated disc and also the gold Tri-Vibes. And we have different offers on the show. So everyone, I invite you to visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Brian, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Brian. B-R-I-A-N. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page. And Brian, would you like to share maybe something about the two discs or triangle? Also, we have the disc and triangle for the gold Tri-Vibes.
Yeah, the Tri-Vibe, there's a gold model and a stainless steel. And what it is, we say gold is gold plated, stainless steel, but gold plated. What we found out is that when any type of gold for this treatment chamber, the Tri-Vortex treatment chamber, there are three things that duplicate the chamber the best, and that's gold, lasers, and silk. And everything else after that is still very, very good, but it's the highest form of the replication. So that's why we offer the Tri-Vibes and the disc itself in a gold type of manner. And because it does the best transmission type of thing. And so there's what's offered is a disc or a triangle in the gold plated, and there's no difference between their actions or their abilities. It's just a matter of style, which one you like. And, you know, what's really sort of strange is that I made the disc specifically to attract men, but I have just as many women buying the disc as I do the triangle. So, yeah. And I had a guy that he does, you know, triathlon, and he was a big guy, you know, and he has all these contacts. So then he wanted to become a distributor, and the only thing he wanted to distribute was the triangle. So I mean, you know, I kind of missed that about, you know, targeting for gender. I don't do that anymore because it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brian. And yeah, everyone, I highly recommend the product, and we've been having it on the shelf for the last maybe 3 years or a year and a half, and we received great feedback. Many of you, they took it for themselves and also for their family. And again, the link to find the different offers is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Brian. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Brian, BRIAN. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page.
And as I said, you can find me at trivortex.com, but don't buy from that website. Buy from, because the website here offers a much better price. And again, I'm all about supporting everybody and providing their very best prices that we can. How much more time do we have? Are we on any type of time limit or anything? Okay, I lost your audio. I've lost your.
Sorry, audio. I was on mute. So we have like we can have 20 minutes to.
Go to 15. We came back and also, like I asked this question about about carbohydrates and carbon or carbon based. Please do your own research. That's what I'm also. And this is what this next kind of segment is that even if you're not trained scientifically, you can still go and do your own type of research. You may not understand the language because, again, they kind of keep everything in a club type of thing when you're trying to do scientific research. But just simply try to find that have they ever proven, have they ever isolated any type of virus? And my journey began in 1988. With viruses, and I have now been at constantly all the time. I'm not trained scientifically. I didn't get a biology major or anything else like that. But I was a journalism major, and so I tried to take the deep dive into investigations. And so I've been in this whole quest about researching for viruses, and I recommend everybody else do the same. Is that and don't be intimidated because you're not trained. So just simply ask the question, has a virus ever been isolated? And one of the persons that I really feel that knows his stuff is Dr. Andrew Kaufman. And you can look him up on the internet. And so if you feel like you've found the definition or somebody has come up with said, yes, we've isolated the virus, you can contact Dr. Kaufman through the internet. Just follow Andrew Kaufman. And I feel he's a very good source because anytime I found something, I also then send what I found to him and he ferrets it out. And so, has the virus ever been isolated? Go find that question out. The second question is, after they've isolated the virus, there's a second question is, have they ever connected a virus to a particular type of disease? Is there any scientific papers where they've taken a virus and connected it to any type of symptoms? Do any scientific papers exist that way? And I've taken a deep dive type of thing. I'm not going to tell anybody what I found. I think I'm trying to, go out there and don't take my word for it. Do your own little investigations, that type of thing. And so it was almost 10 years ago now. Again, I was in this quest. I've been in it since 1988. There was a book called AIDS, Inc. by John Rappaport. That's where mine started, was reading that book. And I think it's still available through PDFs, but John Rappaport, AIDS Inc. And he brought up the research of a guy by the name of Peter Duesenberg. And so that really got me going. And I came across an article in Virology magazine. And of course, it was all written in the, I call it gobbledygook, scientific terms. And so I got my medical dictionary, I got all my dictionaries, and I just went through and I read the article, and then kind of, I just broke it all down. And what they were talking about in this article was about the Ebola virus. And essentially what I interpreted the article to say is that you have to have an environment before any types of symptoms or, quote, then they said the virus, but they never told us what the virus was. But you have to have the environment first, and then things start to happen, which means is the etiology or the beginning of a disease is not a virus. It's with inside of yourself. And so that's where, again, in Africa, Western Africa, where all of this, quote, Ebola was happening, was where was it? It was the rubber plantations. The rubber plantations were using tons and tons of chemicals. And now all these people are exposed to the chemicals. And that's what really where the problem was that they were chemically being poisoned, but they were blaming it on a virus. So again, start doing your own type of investigation. So in this particular type of article, what I did then is I wrote up an interpretation. It was saying that environmentally, it's the environment that was causing problems and not any type of virus. That's where it all started. So I wrote up the thing and I sent it off to, I sent it back off to Virology Today. I sent it to all the authors of the article. I sent it to other types of people. I sent it to what's called the Townsend Letter, which is a very high prestigious alternative health publication. And I said, did I make any mistakes in my summary of this? And I never got any type of reply from anybody. It wasn't, oh, you're an amateur. You know, at least they blew me off. They didn't even take the time to blow me off. And then this Townsend magazine, which is supposed to be really alternative, they came back and said, well, do you have any references? Do you have any bibliography? And I said, well, I'm the only person that I know that's done anything like this. I don't have any comparison articles. So basically, it just upset the cart. Had they published it, it basically was saying that viruses don't cause diseases. And so, and that's what the article said. But they put it in such a, terms that the layman couldn't understand it. And all I did was interpret what was being said. And I said, now, is this interpretation correct? And the Townsend said, yes, it is correct, but you don't have any references. So they wouldn't publish it. And so that's where, again, my history goes into the whole thing with viruses and that type of thing, is that I have very, very strong opinions about what all of this. And I'll just say that this is not anything to do with health. It is totally 100% a political type of issue. And for example, is that there was a study done by NIH, National Institutes of Health, and they had tissue samples left over from the pandemic of 1918. So they had all these tissues and they went looking for the virus. And they found something very, very interesting, which shocked them. And instead of finding viruses, they found bacterial pneumonia in all the samples of the people who had died. And bacterial pneumonia, the only cause of bacterial pneumonia is what? Wearing a face mask. So you're basically, you're cutting off the oxygen. All you're doing is breathing your carbon dioxide that you're supposed to be blowing out, and you're breathing it constantly. And that's where I think now what we're having is now we've had 2 years of mask wearing. And what's going into the hospital now, they're diagnosing it as, quote, COVID, but in actuality, it's the bacterial pneumonia. And some of the things that they're doing, you don't treat bacterial pneumonia, you do with you if you had the flu symptoms, that you just don't do that. There's totally different types of things. and especially like using a ventilator, that type of thing, that's just totally inappropriate. And the kicker of all this, the author of the paper for this finding the mass in the bacterial pneumonia, and was a co-author of it, Anthony Fauci. So they've known all along that what's, you know, the problem of what mask wearing and that type of thing is. So again, we have used the quote virus as the boogeyman for a long time. And it's strictly, again, what the agenda here is, what's called the World Economic Forum. And it's totally a political economic type of agenda to get this pushed in via the back door of a, I just really feel, in my own opinion, it's a created crisis. So take it, you know, what it is. So, and I, fortunately, I am independently employed. I don't have anybody telling me that I have to have a jab. I just can't. What I do is I provide a service where I help people clean out after they've had the jab. And but at the same time, though, is that my heart goes out, my compassion goes out to people that are put in that total horrible position of, you know, do you make a living? Do you support your family? Or do you, you know, and if you don't do what they say, then you're going to lose all of that. And but at the same time, you have to put a lot of inappropriate materials in your body to keep your food on your table. And that's just a really bad position to be in. And my heart goes out to everybody that's been into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I read about different stories from people who came to you. They used, I think, the chamber. And how they had like reactions or pain, and it was decreased or removed after coming to you.
Yeah. So yeah. Regretfully, one of these days, hopefully, there's going to be Trivortex centers all over the world. Right now, there's only one.
Yeah.
But I feel that now that we've gone into this age of Aquarius, that there's opportunities here now that, and regretfully, and I say this regretfully, I don't say it, but is that the traditional medical community now, I feel that their prestige that they had in the past, and that they were almost omnipotent, that type of thing, they basically now being exposed as best, totally ineffective to really deal with any type of negative, especially this type of negative condition. The solutions they're offering results of that have not been totally negative. So, and regretfully, now more people are kind of, even people you wouldn't even think of 10 years ago would think alternative ways now are. So,
yeah.
And there's lots of other things out there that we're offering for other than just, you know, drugs and surgery and ventilators and remdesivir and other things. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And also today they announced that in the UK, starting next week, the vaccine and masks will not be mandatory anymore. So I guess other countries will follow after that. So we will see.
Again, that's just a whole, you know, a lot of people held the line and type of thing. And, you know, it's just the, we have what's called here the vaccine event, the VAERS program. So it's the vaccine event reporting agency. And they're just saying here alone that they're just in that small little thing that they take numbers on, there's like 21,000 people who died just in the United States. And I think they're in Europe combined somewhere around 35,000 now. And that's just their own database. And then Harvard did a study on the VAERS program, and they said that only 1%, and I can pretty much all the experience I have is that I know of a lot of people that have been injured, and I know a lot of people that have died, and their numbers have never been reported to the VAERS program. And so it's only 1%. That number of 21,000 is 1% of the real number. Just do the math on that. and the same thing also in Europe, 31,000. I'm sure the same thing happens in the Middle East. And although I've not heard how much vaccinations, are you aware of what's going on in the Middle East and the Philippines and things like that?
No. I stopped following the numbers like since 2020.
Again, it's 1%. So the numbers now are and the injuries, I think they can't ignore them anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's why the UK has had to, the government has had to acquiesce and say, okay, yeah, they'll never admit that they made a mistake. But yeah, the numbers now are just, unbelievable. I had a really, a beautiful, beautiful woman, 35 years old, has two jobs, two retail sales jobs, just single person, doesn't have a boyfriend, no stress in her life. And so they required that she have, and she lives in Los Angeles. And of course they required that she had to go out and get the jab. And she noticed, she said immediately she could feel her jaw having the right jaw was having just kind of tension, but it took about 2 months. And she said it got tighter and tighter and tighter. And then one day she woke up and her whole right side of her face was distorted. She had what's called Bell's palsy. And then she went to the doctors and they said, oh no, the vaccine didn't have anything to do with that. No. But she said it was onslaught, right? No. And here was totally healthy woman, 35 years of age, that type of thing. And, comes walking in my office, I mean, just totally distorted face. And, it's one thing to see those VAERS numbers and hear about the people and see the videos. Moncrief, it is totally different to see it face to face. Literally. That's both literally and figuratively face to face, looking this woman's face. I'm overjoyed. I hope that that's going to stay. We'll see if they're actually going to, follow through and suspend this in the UK. And they won't go stupid again. Stupid and devious. So that's going to be, I think it's fantastic that what's happening. So hopefully it's going to come here to the United States and also to a lot of the small communities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We hope so. And so Brian, thank you so much for everything you shared with us today, for the time you spent with us. It was very helpful, very inspiring. And also thank you everyone for joining us today live, and thank you for those who listened to the replay. And again, you will find the Tri-Vibe, the Gold Tri-Vibe disc or triangle, and also the Gold, the Trivortex Gold Plate disc on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Brian. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Brian, Brian. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page.
Well, thank you very much. As always, it's a pleasure being on the program here, and look forward to more.
Yeah,
and last words, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.